This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We often talk about the tools and aids and attitudes and skills and knowledge that we as blind and partially sighted people need to get ourselves out and about safely and with confidence. A project that RNIB is leading that hopes to make some impact in this area is Travel Well with Tech. Dawn, welcome back into RNIB Connect Radio. Just share with us a little bit about the aims and objectives of Travel Well with Tech.
Thanks, Dave. Pleasure to be speaking to you again. So I'm working as part of our central innovation team. The great thing about this project is it's actually looking at what blind and partially sighted people do really well and trying to make sure that we can cascade that through to people who are maybe a little bit less confident with travelling unaccompanied or making unfamiliar journeys. And so we're hoping to have a really wide-reaching appeal. As you said, our ambition really, as part of the wider Getting Around priority impacts area, is to enable more blind and partially sighted people to travel where they want, when they want, and how they want, safely, independently, and spontaneously. So we're really excited to be leading this flagship project for that Getting Around impact area.
Tell us a little bit about the project so far then. What's happened already?
So far, this is the phase one of the new project. So we're funded by Motability. We're developing a really amazing relationship with them. They're extremely interested in investing in new technology to help more people travel more independently. So we've just finished our exciting participant recruitment phase. We actually put a survey out onto all of our Facebook groups and reached out to a number of our networks. And we have 200 amazing participants who have contributed to our survey. So literally, we are just starting to analyse that now. From that survey, the next stage will be to identify those who were interested in participating in some following up stages. So we're looking to select some participants to do some interviews, also some field testing with our researchers, and also some ideation groups. So the really exciting bit will come when we do the field testing. It's kind of a test and learn environment. So we want to look at what currently people use to travel who are confident and confident using tech. We also want to look at what travellers are doing who love to travel but don't currently use any tech to travel. And we want to make sure that we pick up on those who may be a little bit hesitant and who are nervous to travel or use tech to travel.
Right, and it is those people who are perhaps less tech savvy that I'm particularly interested in. You mentioned there your initial 200 respondents to the survey that have been shared online, on social media, but obviously that's not necessarily going to reach those that aren't on social media or online. How do we capture those voices as well?
Great point, Dave. And we were really conscious of this as well. We really wanted to reach all of these different cohorts. And we appreciated that actually that might not be the source to gaining these hesitators through the survey. So we've been working really closely with our partner agency, and we've literally bespoke, we've handpicked participants who we know are hesitant either to travel or to use tech. So we've made sure that we've got a really amazing broad cohort of sample criteria for us to make sure we actually capture all the different elements of both planning and making a journey, and also looking at the physical and the emotional aspects of every time a blind and partially sighted person encounters thinks about taking a brand new journey.
So you've got a couple of hundred people with whom you are conducting research. You're very much in the research phase at the moment. So once you've crunched these numbers and the qualitative responses as well, what's the next step, Dawn?
Once we've got all of this together, we will then lead into our ideation workshops. So that will really be the trigger to lead us into phase two of the project, for which we already have commitment from Motability. That will kick off in September, and that's when it gets really exciting, because we will be looking at exploring solutions.
And you are, of course, centering the lived experience, not least of which, of course, you yourself are partially sighted. Would you describe yourself as partially sighted, Dawn?
Yeah.
And how do you travel just now?
I tend to be very lazy and travel by taxi, to be honest.
Well, there you go, if it works and gets you to where you need to be, but often not the most affordable option. So you mentioned that we can expect some exciting stuff in the autumn, and you sort of teased us with solutions. What might some of those be?
We don't want to preempt because we really want to take the insight from this lived experience. However, we have an idea of where it might go, and that's what's also exciting about the project. So it could lead to something for those hesitators, maybe looking at something to help them manage their anxiety, helping talk them through how to use different bits of tech, and also helping them understand what is available in order to help them plan and make those journeys with a little bit more confidence. We'll be looking at the explorers who don't use tech and understanding, why don't they use tech? Is there something that we can deliver for them that will help expand their opportunities and enable them to go further and faster? And for the explorers with tech, it's really looking at what works well. And so understanding, is there some new tech? We're working really closely with a number of leading universities. We're looking at the AI capabilities and seeing if there's anything we could layer on there that would help to develop their confidence and ability to travel further and more often.
And is this all encompassing? Are you looking at, you know, sort of before you make the journey, planning, and then actually what you might use out on the street or the train or the bus?
Yes, Dave, we're looking at absolutely everything, because literally every journey starts with that first step of deciding to even think about making a journey. So we will be using ethnography studies to look at everything that's done in planning and thinking through the planning stage, committing to a journey, understanding how they can buy a ticket online, planning their route, all the way through to then making that first step out the front door, whether that's to a local shop or to get a bus, a train, a tube, a taxi, really looking at the minutiae, kind of granular detail of each step of each part of the journey in order to get them to their final destination. And of course, get them back home again safely.
All right, Dawn. Well, look, good luck with the project. We wish you well. And we're very keen to hear about progress as and when that happens. What's the best way for listeners to stay in touch with Travel Well with Tech?
I think, as we've said, Dave, I'm happy to do a monthly update with you so that they can stay on board, so to speak. Excuse the pun. But yeah, I'd love to chat with you once a month and let you know where we're up to and what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to hold you to that, Dawn. So do stay in touch and do let us know what you find as you find it. And we will try and speak with you next month.
Thanks, Dave. Been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Dawn Slater there with RNIB's Travel Well with Tech project. Thanks so much, Dawn, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.